Happy Friday, everyone. It's All Songs Considered from NPR Music. I'm Robin Hilton, and we're doing a quick run through some of the best new releases out on May 4th, starting with Frank Turner and his album, Be More Kind. Man, does a record say Happy Friday better than this one from Frank Turner? His record, Be More Kind. We are talking about New Music Friday, and with me is Ann Powers in Nashville.
Hello.
And Stephen Thompson, again,
Hello,
here in D.C.
Robin.
Welcome. Wow, I love this record so much. Be More Kind. This is just such an uplifting burst of joy and inspiration from this record.
I think he is an absolute treasure. Frank Turner, he's an English singer. He used to be in a hardcore band. And as a solo artist, you'd call it like folk punk. This is a record about constantly trying to improve. There's a song called Be More Kind that is this beautiful, string-swept, very gentle song just about trying to be better in the world. The way he sees the world, he sees it kind of declining into fascism. And there's a song called 1933 that is about looking at the world and seeing parallels to the past. And it has this gorgeous line in the chorus, don't go mistaking your house burning down for the dawn.
Such a great line. I just kept thinking the whole time I was listening to it that, man, we really need this record right now.
Yeah.
Be More Kind from Frank Turner. And from that, we go to Shaky Graves and the record Can't Wake Up. The lyrics to this song, Kids These Days, just give me goosebumps as I'm listening to them. And tell us about Shaky Graves and this record, Can't Wake Up. It's pretty incredible.
Shaky Graves, the recording and performing project of a guy named Alejandro Rose Garcia. People got to know Shaky Graves on a larger scale from his last record when he and Esme Patterson had a hit duet with the song Dearly Departed, which is really almost like a classic rock song. Mm-hmm. But this album, Can't Wake Up, is much more characteristic of what Garcia is really about, which is pure pop sensibilities with an experimental soul.
Yeah, I was really taken aback by how much I loved this record. I saw him live, I think at South by Southwest, years and years ago, and I had just pegged him as kind of a twangy rambler, you know, he's like drumming on a suitcase. And
yeah, Shaky Graves actually did start out as an act that Garcia performed playing a suitcase rig that had like cymbals and tambourines attached.
That's right.
But for a few years now, if you go to see him live, you would see this full-on rock band. And this is a theme this week. I think Frank Turner, some of the other records we're going to talk about, people breaking out of these narrow categories, particularly out of the category of roots music or Americana music, challenging the edges, pushing the edges of the genre. And this record, Can't Wake Up, does that spectacularly.
I think another one of the recurring themes we're going to find as we work through the essential releases for May 4th is that a lot of these records invite very deep self-reflection. I found myself often listening to these, asking myself, am I a good person? Could I be doing more to make the world a better place? You know?
Yeah.
Yes.
And But seriously, there's a lot of hope and encouragement in these records as we go through them, you'll hear.
I think it's a really courageous record, as well as just a super fun one to listen to.
It is a much more ambitious record from Shaky Graves than I was expecting. Can't wake up. And from Shaky Graves, we go to what I think is probably the most sonically curious record out on May 4th, and it comes from Lucretia Dalt. The album is called Anticlines. Lucretia Dalt is the artist, and her record is called Anticlines. And it's one that, as I listened to it, I just kept thinking, I'm not quite sure I've ever heard anything like this before. A little reminiscent of Laurie Anderson at times, just because of the spoken word mixed with some spare electronics. But
I think what it sounds like is Fever Ray, but calm... and cool, a calm, cool, post-human sci-fi version of Fever Ray. That's how I read it. Also, this record captures to me the same mood that we feel when we watch a movie like Ex Machina, you know?
About
cyborgs, and I just get transported into a sci-fi space. You know, she writes these really fascinating little prose poems that are about bodies in space, bodies transforming. They're sensual, but they're also eerie, alien. And then the music kind of replicates the language or the feeling that the language leaves you with.
I like the comparison to Ex Machina because this record, Anticlines, sounds like music that machines would make if they were trying to imitate humans. This is the closest approximation they could come up with. Like, it is human, but something's off. Something's not quite right. Lucretia Dalt is the musician, is the artist, and her record is Anticlines. Let's go next to Leon Bridges, the soul singer Leon Bridges, and his record, Good Thing. Leon Bridges and his record, Good Thing, the song we're hearing is called Shy.
I love Leon Bridges from the minute he emerged as a sort of classical soul artist, in a sense, you know, a neo-traditionalist. Many people compared his voice at that time on his debut album to Sam Cooke, and some people said, this guy, it feels a little stagey. I mean, Leon Bridges, he has a background as a choreographer and a dancer. He's an absolute style maven. His look is so on point. And some people felt his music was a little too cast in amber. But this record, It's such a warm, human, and adventurous record in its own way. He has tracks on here that remind me a little bit of D'Angelo. He has tracks on here that remind me of Babyface or Raphael Sadiq. And also, there are some sexy jams on here. You know, it does not feel staged. It feels intimate, warm. There's some pretty explicit songs.
Forecast? Steamy.
But I think there is a way that contemporary R&B influences this record. Some of his phrasing, some of the sonic elements. As I said before, this is a theme that's going to run throughout this particular conversation we're having, because Alejandro Rose Garcia, Shaky Graves, does the same thing with his record. Frank Turner does the same thing with his record. It's just right now, it's such an interesting moment for young artists saying, we want to keep tradition alive, but it has to apply to our lives. It has to apply to who we are, our voices, our production techniques, and that's what Leon Bridges accomplishes with this record.
And that record is called Good Thing, one of the many great releases out on May 4th. And we have a few more records to get through yet, but let's take a short break, and we'll be right back.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Lisa. The mattress with over 11,000 five-star reviews and a mission to end bedlessness in America. The Lisa mattress was designed to provide support and pressure relief to every body type and sleep style for a deeper night's sleep. Lisa plants a tree for every order and donates a mattress for every 10 sold. Get $125 off, free shipping, and 100 nights to try the Lisa mattress. Go to leesa.com/NPR.
It's New Music Friday from All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with NPR Music's Ann Powers and Stephen Thompson. And we're doing a quick run through some of the best albums out on May 4th. We're going to start the second half of the show off with Damian Jurado and his record, The Horizon Just Laughed.
Mr. Percy Faith, is your masterpiece complete? I'm in dire need of curing this headache. There are riots in the streets, and we're still not on the moon. And I hear that you've been taken from the airwaves. Joseph Raymond Conniff, I am right here from Seattle, where they now have put a trademark on the rain. And having just arrived, I am staying by the airport. It was tough to find a room at the Hyatt Inn.
Damian Jurado from his record, The Horizon Just Laughed. This song is Percy Faith. And Stephen, tell us a little bit about what's going on this album and why it's one of the week's standouts.
Man, Damian Jurado is just full of ideas. This particular record, The Horizon Just Laughed, invokes the names and spirits and stories of all sorts of real and fictional characters. There are references elsewhere on the record to Ray Conniff and Marvin Kaplan, Charles Schultz from Peanuts. There are references, including in the song Percy Faith, there's a reference to Bill Close Taken Hostage, which is about the story of an anchorman in Arizona who is taken hostage on live TV and has to read a list of demands on live TV.
Right.
I mean, he is at a really interesting point in his career. None of his records sound the same. He's very, very ambitious as a lyricist.
Elaborate concept records.
Very elaborate concept records. And this particular record invokes not only those names that I listed, but a lot of the specifics of life in Washington State, where he's from. He just gives you so much to kind of swim around in, all with the beautiful voice of a sad dude singing a song.
Also, he produced this album, first thing he's produced just by himself for a while. And it has like an extra layer of the personal. And it maybe for that reason, it feels a little less sad, actually, than most of his records, and a little more well-rounded.
Damian Jurado and the record is The Horizon Just Laughed. Let's go next to Parker Millsap and the album Other Arrangements.
Thank you.
Parker Millsap and his record is Other Arrangements. And Anne, this is another album this week where we find the artists breaking out of routine.
I'm just going to say it right here and right now on the podcast. I want there to be a three-way conversation between Alejandro, Rose Garcia, Shaky Graves, Leon Bridges, and Parker Millsap, because they're all pushing the edge of what they've done within roots or Americana music. In the case of Parker, here's a guy, Oklahoma guy, although he lives in Nashville now, who came out of the box just a kid writing these gospel-infused, Pentecostal, fiery story songs, you know, reflecting his Pentecostal youth. But now Parker has made an album that, if there were rock radio the way there once used to be rock radio, this would be at the top of it, I think. He has just an extraordinary voice. And instead of writing about, you know, the injustices of the world and the complexities of growing up in the Bible Belt, he wanted to write about love, sex, and fun. He did it with this record. It's killer. I really want it to become one of the rock records of the year.
I really just enjoyed settling in with this one. It felt like good company. Parker Millsap is the artist, the record's Other Arrangements. We have one more album that we want to talk about before we go, but let's do a quick lightning round of some of the other notable releases for May 4th. I've got a couple. One is from the band Pink Shiny Ultra Blast, and their record Miserable Miracles is just this buoyant, joyful electropop record. And then Jessica Risker, who we just had on All Songs Considered earlier this week, her record I See You Among the Stars is out now on May 4th as well.
There's a new Eleanor Friedberger record out this week for all of you who like smart, brainy, confrontational indie rock.
And for fans of Fiery Furnaces, which is what she's best known for.
A terrific pop rock band from Australia called Middle Kids. They've got a record called Lost Friends. A band from Minnesota called Trampled by Turtles. Kind of started out as almost like a slamgrass band, you know, one of those like punky bluegrass bands. They've got a record called Life is Good on the Open Road that's also out on Friday.
We've been talking about a lot of new directions that some younger artists are taking on their new records out now. But we're going to close the show with a veteran rock and pop act that is back with new music for the first time in more than 20 years. And that band is Belly, and the record is Dove. The band is Belly, the record is called Dove, and this is really an unexpected reunion by this band, and one, Stephen, they really pull off.
Yeah, Belly used to be my answer to the question, name a band from the 90s that has never tried to come back.
Now I can't. You don't have anyone left.
Now I have no one left. 23 years have passed between Belly's second and then last album, King.
And for the grown adults walking the planet who weren't even alive when that last record came out, tell us quickly who Belly is.
Belly is a pop rock band, famous in the early 90s for a couple of songs like Feed the Tree, you know, just this beautiful, sparkly pop song. It's led by Tanya Donnelly, who was a founding member, early member of the bands Throwing Muses and The Breeders. So she is integral to a lot of really seminal late 80s, early 90s indie rock. And I like the way this record feels lived in. It still is recognizably Belly, but it's not trying to duplicate date the sound of kind of Belly's first couple of records. It's just nice to have this band back, but to have them not necessarily trying to sound like they've always sounded.
Good times for women at midlife. We've had the Breeders come back. We've had Belly come back. Kristen Hirsch is still making great music. Yay for women at midlife.
From Belly, the record is Dove. And a reminder to see a list of the records that we talked about on the show today, just check out the description for this podcast episode. You can also go to npr.org/allsongs. You can hear full versions of the songs we featured from these records and a whole lot of other great songs in the New Music Friday playlist from NPR Music. Go to npr.org/Spotify or open the Spotify app and search for NPR Music. And Powers in Nashville, thank you.
Thank you.
And Stephen Thompson, always a pleasure.
Good to be here.
For All Songs Considered in NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Have a great weekend. Be well and listen to a lot of great music.